Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ozentowski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon, and by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care isn't just a service, it's a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. A tense search for a second suspect in a Bay City shooting has come to a dramatic end, spanning two cities and culminating in a police chase that raced into Saginaw. Authorities say the investigation began early Sunday morning, just after midnight, when gunfire erupted along 21st Street in Bay City. Bullets struck two houses and two vehicles, leaving behind a scene of damage, but remarkably, no injuries. Police quickly identified two suspects. One was taken into custody within hours, but the second remained on the run until yesterday. That's when Bay City officers spotted the suspect behind the wheel of a vehicle. What followed was a high-speed pursuit stretching into neighboring Saginaw, with local police joining the chase. The pursuit finally came to a stop in the city's northeast side, where the suspect was taken into custody without further incident. Investigators are now working to piece together what led to the gunfire as the community breathes a cautious sigh of relief that, despite the violence, no lives were lost. And Michigan State Police are sounding the alarm yesterday evening over a bold and unsettling scam making its way across the state. Investigators say someone posing as a state trooper using the name Trooper Callahan has been targeting employees or employers connected to individuals listed on Michigan's offender registry. The caller claims there are outstanding warrants or unpaid fees, then pressures victim to hand over personal information or even money. Authorities stress this is a complete fraud. Real law enforcement officers will never call demanding payment or sensitive details over the phone. If you get a call like this, hang up immediately and report it. State police are urging businesses and residents alike to stay alert, because the scammer is banking on fear and urgency to get what they want. When we come back after this Ozentowski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
I'm a God-fearing, hardworking... Tim Ozentowski from Ozentowski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Bad Axe, has been practicing his karaoke.
On my international harvester...
Tim might not make it in country music, but you can make your farm operation much more successful with new Case IH equipment from Ozentowski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe.
The Case IH Magnum Series has models from 180 to 400 horsepower, and the Case IH Stagger Series with horsepower ranges from 425 to 785 horsepower models.
Big performance, supreme comfort, and intuitive operation puts you in control. Case IH offers the ultimate mix of industry-leading horsepower and fuel efficiency available in both wheel and track configurations. Plus, enjoy an industry-leading 3-year, 2,000-hour factory warranty on Magnum and Steiger models. And don't forget the Case IH Farmall series of compact and utility tractors. So stop into your local Case IH dealer, Ozentowski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe, for your next Case IH tractor. Tim will even give you a free autograph.
On my international harvester.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our local news, in Michigan, the future of the digital economy is colliding with local concerns, and the debate is heating up. A growing wave of data center proposals is sweeping across the state, promising jobs, innovation, and a stronger tech footprint. But in many communities, that promise is being met with skepticism. Residents and local leaders are raising red flags over the massive facilities' appetite for electricity and water, two resources already under pressure. Now, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is stepping in, teaming up with a new coalition called Michigan for Responsible Data Centers. Their goal? Give communities the tools and information they need before construction begins. not after. Supporters say these high-powered hubs are as essential to modern infrastructure as roads and power lines, fueling everything from cloud computing to artificial intelligence. But critics agree the rush to build could outpace proper oversight. That tension is now spilling into state politics. Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard is backing a call for a one-year pause on new data center proposals, along with an end to taxpayer-funded incentives for the projects. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is taking a different stance, acknowledging that data centers are coming, whether Michigan likes it or not. Her focus? Making sure they're built responsibly, with protections for natural resources and fair wages for workers. As Michigan stands at this technological crossroads, one question remains. Can the state strike the right balance between digital growth and local impact? When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our national news, the state of California has filed a lawsuit against the federal government to prevent the reopening of an oil pipeline off the Santa Barbara coast. The pipeline has been shut down since a major spill several years ago, but the administration recently granted a permit for its use. State officials argue that the environmental risk of a leak far outweighs the temporary benefits of increased domestic oil production. The case is expected to be a major legal battle over state versus federal control of natural resources. And in our international news, Gaza Board of Peace warns of dire conditions. Senior officials from the newly formed Board of Peace reported that humanitarian conditions in the Gaza Strip remain very difficult despite a localized ceasefire. Food and medical supplies are struggling to reach those in need due to damaged infrastructure. The board is calling for the immediate establishment of safe zones for humanitarian aid delivery. They emphasize that while the first phase of the ceasefire has slowed the violence, the lack of basic utilities is creating a secondary health crisis. And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Jean Rupel Crone of Bad Axe passed away on Friday, March 20th, 2026. Jean was born June 4th, 1943 in Harbor Beach. On July 7th, she married the love of her life, James Crone, and they were together for more than 25 years. Jean is survived by her daughters Maureen, Angie, and James's sons James and Kevin. 10 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jean will be Friday, March 27th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Bad Axe. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Jean will take place Thursday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Friday will be at the church from 10 a.m. until time of services at 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton, Michigan, or Our Savior Lutheran Church in Bad Axe, Michigan. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon, and by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care isn't just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.